The UN Security Council is holding an emergency meeting now on the situation in Gaza, where the Palestinian death toll topped 100 in a single day. The meeting was requested by Councilmember Jordan following a call by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Over 100 Palestinians have been killed across Gaza on day 13 of the Israeli bloodshed in the besieged enclave. Sunday was the bloodiest single day in the Gaza Strip in the past 5 years. The total number of people killed since the Israeli onslaught on July the 8th now stands at 476. The military wing of the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas says Gaza fighters have captured an Israeli soldier in the region's east. The Qassam Brigades also says its fighters have killed at least 32 Israeli soldiers since Saturday, but the Israeli army has confirmed only 18 deaths since July the 8th. French police clash with pro-Palestinian demonstrators at a rally against the Israeli atrocities in Gaza. The demonstrators took to the streets in northern Paris, defying a citywide ban on such protests. The government banned such rallies across the capital over fear of unrest. Recent pro-Gaza protests had turned violent. Bahrain's main opposition group slams the Manama regime for seeking to suspend its activities. The Justice Ministry claims that the Al-Wafaq National Islamic Society has lost its legal status after four of its general conferences were cancelled over a lack of delegates. Al-Wafaq has rejected the allegation. Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has condemned the ISIL terrorist group for forcing the country's Christian community into fleeing areas under militant control. Maliki says such actions reveal the true identity of the Takfiri group. The ISIL issued an ultimatum for Christians in Mosul to convert or leave the city. Some 270 people have been killed in an attack by ISIL militants on a gas field in central Syria. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 60 army soldiers and pro-government forces are among the victims. It also says the army has retaken a large part of the site. At least 47 people have been killed as Libya's main international airport has once again come under heavy mortar attack. Another 120 people have been injured in the fighting since last Sunday when clashes erupted between rival armed groups. The fighting has halted all flights and caused extensive damage there.